Well,
Mike.
Your career has finally peaked, Matt. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So glad that you could join us this morning. You are, and I thought James Brown was the busiest man in show business, the hardest working. I think it's you, buddy.
I will take that. I don't have quite the dance moves that he does, but it's nice. It's nice to be busy, especially in these times.
Oh, I know about the dance move. We'll get to the lip syncing thing here in just a couple minutes. But
oh boy!
But of course, you're the host of A&E's Live Rescue. New episodes starting Friday. It's a live show, 30 cameras in 7 cities. But I'm thinking this year, Matt, to make things even more difficult is the coronavirus. What kind of conversations are you having planning this show?
Well, it's really been a challenge to be able to figure out how to do this show in these conditions. And look, the first responders, they haven't taken a day off. They've been dealing with this since the virus hit. Our challenge was to figure out how we could get the camera crews with them to do it in a safe way with distancing, masks, and to really tell their stories. Now, from a production point of view, normally I would fly, I'm based in LA. I was flying to New York every week to do the show from the A&E studios, but we can't do that. We can't travel. So I'm actually filming in my backyard. I'm going to be filming my part. So it's really been a technological challenge to have this show be completely remotely produced from every person who's being on camera being in a different state. And so it's going to be a challenge when we go live this Friday and Saturday.
So for people that haven't seen Live Rescue on A&E, just to illustrate how unpredictable it can be, do you recall the episode? It might have been last year. The firefighters were off duty and they're heading home and they see a minor traffic accident and then all hell breaks loose.
It was a chief. It was out in San Bernardino and he's just turning and he sees a car drifting into the side. He gets out and realizes it's riddled with gun holes and with bullet holes. And it had just been in a shootout. And he sees guys running from there with guns. All of a sudden, he thinks what's a minor traffic incident. He realizes this is a shootout between two rival gangs, and he's in the middle of it. And it's just crazy to see our first responders when you think anytime they're showing up on a scene, they just don't know what they're going to encounter. And never more so than with this virus now, where that's the additional challenge for them. So
Sure. It's
the thing I love about Live Rescue is we're really getting a chance to see what these people encounter on a daily basis.
So I'm going to jump to another part of your career because, as I said, you are the James Brown of show hosting and everything else. You do stand up, or I know you have, and I went back and watched some of your clips, which I really enjoyed. But one of my takeaways is,
thanks, Mike.
Yeah, if ever I'm flying, I don't want you in the middle seat because you're what, 6'4" and 255?
6'4", 250. Well, fortunately, I've trimmed down during this. I've lost a little weight, but I was up to 255, and I will tell you when you're that size, you can tell you're that size when you're boarding a plane because everybody who has an empty seat next to them just they won't even look you in the eyes, Mike. They're looking away. They're just praying that you don't get wedged in next to them. It is flying as a. I like the adjective I use is husky. I'm a husky guy, and I know I'm not the most popular.
A lot of people, Matt, know you from American Ninja Warrior as the co-host. What did you think of the Saturday Night Live spoof they did on your show?
It was spectacular. Beck, the problem is my co-host Akbar Bajmiamila, I haven't stopped hearing it. Beck Bennett played me.
Yes,
but Drake played Akbar, and so now Akbar thinks he and Drake are best friends. We have our new season coming out in September. It's nice when you see yourselves mocked on Saturday Night Live. You kind of feel like, all right, the show has made it.
Exactly. And possibly now, your career may have crested last summer when you appeared on Lip Sync Battle with your American Ninja Warrior co-host. You were Cher lip-syncing Believe.
It was in the Time After Time outfit, which now, again, we've established that was when I was huskier. I was 6'4", 255, in a leather teddy with fishnet stockings. And it was the best part, or maybe the worst part, Mike, is in the audience were my 80-year-old parents from Nebraska, just going, our son used to be a doctor, and now he looks like a very enormous Cher.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned your parents, because your father was very encouraging to you when he realized that, medicine perhaps was not your calling. But did he change his mind after seeing you as Cher? Did he just shake his...
Yeah, it certainly was testing my dad's support of my career choices. I think he's really gotten a kick out of seeing how much I enjoy what I do and getting to dress up as Cher or talk about ninjas or talk about first responders. I'm lucky to have found, I love what I do. I love what I do, Mike. And that's, I think that's one of the great gifts I've been given.
Yes. And I think people sense that and enjoy you for that, Matt. And I'm kind of glad we're not on Zoom this morning, just in case you're modeling another crop top like you did on the Today Show.
So that was, and that's another thing where they had it, and they go, would anyone be able to wear this? And I think they've asked Al Roker and Craig Melvin. And they were both like, no. And I was there. I'm like, I'll wear it. Oh, yeah, I'll do it. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, no problem. I'll wear it. And I think one of my friends told me, you need to learn how to say no. But I haven't done that.
Yeah, because you're with me this morning, so that pretty much proves that. And we're out of time. Let's continue this conversation when you're in the middle seat on a plane that I'm on sometime in the future. He is Matt Eisman, host of
Mike, I appreciate it, man.
He is host of A&E's Live Rescue. New episode start this week. Matt, I hope we talk again.
Absolutely, Mike. Thanks, bud.
Okay, pal. Bye-bye.